You're listening to KNKX. 88.5 Stick Stein says, when good exhaust fans go bad, intensive therapy just isn't enough. The self-proclaimed KNKX appliance king tells our food commentator Nancy Leeson all about it on Food for Thought.
Okay, Nancy, so the other day, I'm cooking something, you know, it was kind of smoky. I had the exhaust fan going full blast. But when we were done, DeGroote looks up at the ceiling. She says, God, what is all that smoke? Gee, I've got a pretty good exhaust fan here. What's the story? I noticed that when I turned the exhaust fan on, it's in a little overhead cabinet over the stove, sure. One of the little cabinet doors would pop open. I thought, I pushed it, closed, it pops open again. I said, oh, God. Uh-oh. So stick my hand in there, and there's this blast of air. That duct tape that's on it, you know, is fluttering. I did not install this thing, and I never really had looked very closely at it, but I could see it was not a good job. And it's been there for like 15, 20 years. And I said, oh, man, we got to replace this. And that's just what we did. DeGroote and me, Stan and Ollie, we removed the thing. Unbelievably gross, inch-thick layer of brownish-yellow thick grease. So we went down to our local hardware store. I said, I need some industrial military spec grease cutter stuff.
So did they give you Big O? With my husband, the oil spill guy, always keeps squirreled away in the basement for moments such as those?
I've never heard the term Big O applied to grease cutting before, but no, he didn't have any of that. But he did have crud gutter with K's. That stuff really worked, but it was still like 3 hours applying layer after layer of this crud cutter to the actual fan unit itself, which was going to stay there. We'd ripped out all the ducting and the fitting on the outside wall. We're just going to replace all that. So hours and hours of cleaning this stuff up and then down to get new ducting and a new connector and all that stuff. DeGroote did all the sheet metal work, but it was still an incredibly frustrating job. You know, it's one of these deals where you're working in a very confined space and this ducting needed to make like a compound curve and getting everything to fit together. Oh, just driving us crazy. But finally, we got everything installed. It looks really good. It's really clean. It's all completely airtight. We're still married, and it works great.
How great was it, Stein?
What do you think of that, Nancy?
What?
Thing works like a champ, I tell you.
Residential hoods are not made for people like us, Stein. People who like to cook and who cook over high heat and use woks. We always tell people who are remodeling their kitchen and buying new stoves to consider buying a far more powerful hood than they think they need. You and DG need to come over to our house and clean, because we had to pay somebody to do that last time we needed it done.
Well, let me tell you, you could not pay me to do this again.
Even in a really nice dinner with some very good wine?
No, not even if you buy me an electric car. Never, I'm never doing this again. It was awful.
You have to be careful with this, because this is why there are so many fires in restaurants.
Yeah.
Why restaurant hoods are so expensive.
Exactly, and that was the thing that we thought when we saw all the thick grease in there. I was thinking, gosh, if I ever had a flare-up off the stove that got up into all that grease, we would have had a fire in that cabinet. Would have burned the house down.
It's not funny. I mean, it's something that we all have to pay a lot of attention to, and if you can't do it yourself, hire somebody to do it.
Well, I've got some pictures of the disgusting ducting that we removed and its thick coating of yellowy-brown grease, because, geez, who wouldn't want to see that? As well as shots of the metal queen, the lovely and talented Cheryl DeGroote, in action with her tin snips. We'll have all that on the Food for Thought post at knkx.org. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
What?
Leeson.
He is sick.
The old blowhard.
Stein.